And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum, and she's here with us today speaking of the arts.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. Cold morning.
I know, I'm still shivering.
I was scraping ice off of my car when I should have here in the baking company setting up. It was cold today. And Mary Lynn, do we have anyone on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay, excellent. I would like to welcome, joining us by phone for just a moment, Nan Alasser. She is with Working Classroom of Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and she's talking to us about the Roundhouse Comedy Review. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to let your listeners know about our annual comedy of the not just the legislature, but national politics as well. So we will be doing this on the 29th, next Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Lodge, and it is an annual satire, sketch comedy of the personalities, the politics, the policies of our state and our nation.
Give us a little hint of some of the kinds of people you're going to be, shall we say, reviewing in the comedy review.
We have Representative Kiki Saavedra as the most interesting man and alive. We have Oh Susanna, Won't You Drive for Me, sung by a bunch of immigrants. We have drag impersonation of Cheryl Stapleton, William Stapleton, singing Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, Send Me a Bill. We have Deming Duck Dynasty, where Arthur Smith and his committee shoot down bills. So it's hilarious.
You get the idea, ladies and gentlemen.
It's hilarious. It's good natured. It's not, you know, it's all very good natured fun. We have Governor Christie and Susana Martinez singing You're the One That I Want.
That may be a little dated by now, yes.
But you never know.
And so this is all on Wednesday, January 29th at 7:30 at the Lodge, and it's the Working Classroom Ensemble Theater Company, which has received the American Association for Theater and Education's Award for Outstanding Multicultural Theater. For tickets, you can go to workingclassroom.org. You can also call 505-242-9267, or I guess you could just show up at the Lodge on Wednesday.
Yes, you can buy tickets online or you can buy them at the door.
Excellent.
It's a pretty big room, so I'm sure we'll have room.
Nan Alasser, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio
Cafe.
Thank
you for the opportunity.
All right, so Kate Nelson.
Hi.
So you've got some big news from over at the History Museum.
Our director, Fran Levine, announced this week that she is taking over as president and CEO of the Missouri History Museum in St. Louis. This is an extraordinarily great move for her on a professional level. Everything is 100%. On a personal level, we're really sad.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She is fantastic, and she was the guiding force behind the design and the construction of the History Museum, and then over the last few years, building it into the community institution that it is, a really popular place to come and watch movies or see great exhibits or... one of my favorites, over the last 2 years, we've been holding naturalization ceremonies at the History Museum, which is a very emblematic thing of what we celebrate in our exhibits, cultures coming together and what happens when they do.
Actual naturalization ceremonies.
People taking the oath and becoming American citizens. It's very emotional. And I'm going to guess that it's probably one of Fran's favorite events, too, because she can barely keep from crying during it. She gets so wrapped up in people beginning a new life together. So we're going to be entering a period of looking for a new director and sort of stumbling along without her. And when we hope everyone continues to support us the great way they have. On December 4th, the History Museum recorded its 500,000th visitor since opening on Memorial Day weekend of 2009.
Oh, my goodness.
That's more than 100,000 people a year.
You have to come on when it gets to 1 million.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Hopefully in less than 4 years.
Yeah.
On May 25th of this coming year, that'll be our actual fifth-year anniversary. So we're going to have a big birthday party, games in the courtyard, and fun stuff like that. And all of our exhibits this year are grounded in a theme of, basically, this isn't the marketing way of saying it, but we said that if you let us build this history museum, wonderful things are going to happen. We're going to show you some of those wonderful things that have happened since we opened, some of the great collections that have come to us, and so forth.
Excellent. Well, yeah, and you know what? KSVR just 2 weeks ago turned 12.
Oh, congratulations.
We didn't have a birthday, but it's
always... I didn't realize it was that young.
Yeah, well, it's 12 years as an independent community radio station. Before that, it still existed. It was at the Santa Fe Community College for years, where it still is located. But it was basically a budget item of the community college, as opposed to being an independent community station, which is what we are now. So 12 years.
Congratulations. And you are a community station.
Very much so. All right. Bluegrass legend Ralph Stanley is at the Lensic on Thursday, the 30th. At 7:30 in the evening, and this is Stanley's farewell tour. He'll be 87 next month, so he's been playing for a long time. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that to the second caller at 428-1382. So I'm sure those will go fast. So give us a call, and even if you don't win the tickets, definitely check it out if you like bluegrass at all. It should be a fantastic show.
I like that his promoters are calling this his final farewell tour. Putting him in a league with Cher.
I know. It is very funny how people have... I've been to Santa Fe events where it was so-and-so's last show, like 7 times. It's all good. Hey, Charlotte's Web, El Dorado Children's Theater at the Scottish Rite Temple on Paseo de Peralta, tonight at 7, tomorrow at 2, and Sunday at 2. And El Dorado Children's Theater always does terrific work, so check it out.
Another youth performance tonight as well as Saturday night is by the New Mexico School for the Arts Theater Department. They're doing Anna in the Tropics at the James A. Little Theater over at the Santa Fe School for the Deaf. This is the play that won the Pulitzer in 2003, written by Nilo Cruz, and it's set in a Cuban-American cigar factory in Florida. So a neat cross-cultural thing. I have yet to experience the NMSA kids in their theatrical environment, but I've yet to be disappointed by them in anything that they've done.
Yeah.
Music and art and really talented kids.
Yep,
that's at
so.
7 p.m. tonight, as well as tomorrow night at the James A. Little Theater.
And at the Jean Cocteau, let's see, up late at the Cocteau, The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
That would be me.
That's tonight and tomorrow. And what else? Well, lots of good stuff. Just definitely keep it open and check them out because... and also, opening today, The Broken Circle Breakdown, Here Comes the Devil and Reaching for the Moon, plus tomorrow a special screenings of The Last Unicorn.
Oh,
so lots of good stuff. And they do movies that aren't playing any place else. So it's always a quirky and interesting, not even quirky, just interesting place to go.
And you Game of Thrones folks might run into George Martin there.
And Monday's Game of Thrones continues.
One of the openings I'm really looking forward to seeing, it opens tonight, but it'll be there for a while, at the CCA, All the News That's Fit to Print. Santa Fe artist Donna Roof worked with other artists in using the New York Times as their medium. And there's an active book arts group here in Santa Fe that does fascinating things with print and paper and bindings and whatnot. So what they're going to do on a political realm with re-engineering the New York Times is going to be fascinating. The opening is at 6 p.m. at the CCA. They'll have refreshments and music. Should be a great time.
The Zia Singers, directed by Karen Maroli, are having a concert called Ain't I a Woman? And it's at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel, Saturday and Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. For more information, you can call, here's a phone number for you, area code 225 716352 or just Google Zia Singers.
Bring the kids on Sunday to the Folk Art Museum. They've got this great exhibit right now, Brazil and Art Popular, and they're going to do a toy-making workshop.
Oh, that exhibition is so good.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah.
Everything that the folk art has been doing lately is wonderful. This goes from 1 to 4. These are free workshops. They're kind of a drop-in sort of thing, so you don't need to commit to 3 hours, but it'll be happening there Sunday, January 26th, at the Folk Art Museum.
Excellent. What else?
Music on the Hill. The St. John's music series that usually happens in the summertime, and you take your picnic basket and your blanket and whatnot. Last year they tried an indoor concert series, and it was fabulously successful. So tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., they're extending it into a jazz club environment. And Kathy Cousins, who sort of does a mix of Motown and jazz, will be performing there. In the which room is it? I'm not seeing it right off the plate here, but it's at St. John's College, 7 p.m. on Saturday. Music on the Hill, Elevated. Kathy Cousins. Should be a great evening.
Very, very nice. And the Family Concert Series with excerpts from Mozart and Mendelssohn Violin Concertos with Joe Illick and epic violinist Phoenix Avalon and Ezra Skolnick is Sunday the 26th of January at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, santafeconcerts.org.
The St. Francis Auditorium inside the Museum of Art, if you've been there, it's beautiful architecturally and has always lended itself really well to classical music. Sunday evening, they're going to burn the place down with some rock and blues. Ray Wiley Hubbard is performing there. He started out in Red River, believe it or not. He's most closely associated with Texas now. He played and wrote songs like Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, which Jerry Jeff Walker had a big hit with back in the 70s. And his bio notes that he likes to rhyme words like mescaline with gasoline.
Up against the wall, redneck mothers, ladies and gentlemen.
In the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art. It should be a blast. That's Sunday at 7:30. And you can go online for those tickets.
Although this is a small town, there's something for everyone.
There is. Speaking of which, tonight, teenage werewolves attack Santa Fe.
Really?
This is at Warehouse 21. It's an all-ages show.
Teenage Warehouse? No.
Teenage Werewolves are a band that I think Freddie Mercury would find a lot of comfort listening to.
Aww.
They're a lot of fun. It's punk. It's fun. It's out there. They're the third show this evening at 9 p.m. when some of us are thinking about putting our jammies on. But those of you who are
not
younger...
Not me.
Nightcrawler, are you?
Yes. This 8 o'clock stuff is challenging.
That's at Warehouse 21 tonight.
And I got a note from Jamie Russell and the Santa Fe Sessions Band live at High Mayhem. And that is Saturday tomorrow at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. High Mayhem Emerging Art Space at 2811 Siler Lane, which is off Siler Road. For more information, 603-2470. And performers Jamie Russell, Felicia Ford, Jeremy Blythe, Karina Wilson, Daniel Murphy, Paul Federici, and many more. So it's apparently a live showcase of Jamie Russell's album, Santa Fe Sessions.
Oh, neat. The marvelous Maggie B is going to be performing on Sunday afternoon over at Teatro Paraguas. And her show is called Those Were the Days, a medley of classic songs. It's cabaret-like music, and just reading through her playlist, I want to break out in song. But I don't know if your microphone could handle me doing my Ethel Merman imitation of
Don't
Everything's
Do It,
Coming
Kate.
Up Roses.
Do not do it.
Marvelous Maggie B is from Hackensack, New Jersey, as Peggy Clark. She performed with Anthony Newley and Barry Manilow, so she's rubbed elbows with some of the greats in the cabaret world, and she lives in Santa Fe now and performs as the marvelous Maggie B. Sounds like a really fun afternoon over at Teatro Paraguas. You can call 424-1601 for more information.
And this Sunday, January 26th at the Rail Yard Artisans Market, quality artists, craftspeople, mystics, and healers, live music with Michael Combs, and lots of treasures, lunch, coffee, tea. It's 10 to 4 at the Farmers Market Pavilion on Paseo de Peralta. For more information, artmarketsantafe.com.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, mystics and healers, man, while you have lunch.
And if you want to stay outside on Sunday over at the Cerritos Hills State Park, DJ Ennis of the New Mexico Mining and Minerals Division is going to give a talk about how various ores are formed. And for geology geeks, that stuff is just too fascinating. That's down in Cerritos at the Cerritos Hills State Park Visitor Center, and then you can take a nice walk on the trails there. More information is at 474-0196.
And Merry Wives of Windsor, don't forget, they're having live music. We did a little interview with the director of Merry Wives of Windsor.
Did you let her sing?
No.
Okay.
But she talked about the bawdy songs, period songs of the time, like 17th and maybe 16th century songs that they are doing live during the Merry Wives of Windsor. And it's at Teatro Paraguas today and tomorrow, and then the James A. Little Theater the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you, Teatro Paraguas is a very small space, so if you don't catch it there, you can always go next weekend. For more information, Ardenfest, A-R-D-E-N, fest.org.
Are they going to wear the costumes that bring up the chest areas?
You know, I watched the entire series over the Christmas time as I was cleaning up many piles of papers called The Tudors.
A friend of mine is deeply into
Henry VIII. And to sum up, boobs, battles, and beheadings.
That's the title of your next book.
That's the whole of it. Boobs, battles, and beheadings. Like, every 5 minutes, new boob shot. And it's all those sort of push-up costumes with the kind of triangular brocade that, anyway.
Yet another reason we should be glad we don't live in those times.
Oh, there's many, many reasons. But I have not seen the costumes of the Merry Wives of Windsor, but I trust that they're fabulous.
Over at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, they're opening a whole bunch of exhibits this weekend, and as part of that, the artist Tony Tiger will be giving a free talk at 2 p.m. on Saturday. His exhibit is called Full Consciousness of Being. He's a member of the Sac and Fox tribe of Oklahoma, and also of Muscogee Creek and Seminole descent. And he does mixed media. He's also a curator and educator. And that's just a wonderful space to be inside. You know, that's the old federal post office and has a lot of history within it, in that the Institute for American Indian Arts now uses that as its main gallery. It's a really neat setting.
Cool.
You give yourself the gift of going there.
Get a sampling of Taos during the Taos Winter Wine Festival, January 29th through February 1st. And they're going to be, let's see, you can sample wine from 36 world-class wineries. And it's kind of next weekend, but it's starting on the 29th. So we're reading it today. And where can you go for more information? Here you go, TaosWinterWineFest.com. And you can see all the events. And there's things going on at museums and music and even something on Super Bowl Sunday.
Just going to Taos is always a treat, isn't it?
Yeah.
This Friday evening, tonight, over at Garrett's Desert Inn, a blues legend, Guitar Shorty, is performing, known for his explosive guitar style and wild stage antics. Here's a neat part of this. He's also doing a workshop on Saturday. So if you have dreams of being the next great American bluesman or woman and want to get tips from a master of blues guitar, Guitar Shorty is here in town.
Cool.
Call over to Garrett's Desert Inn for more information about that.
Excellent. What else? Oh, by the way, the tickets are gone for the for the Ralph Stanley, but don't forget to go anyway, because it should be absolutely fabulous. And I have to say, I'm just going to say this every week until it happens, Casablanca and the Wizard of Oz on Valentine's Day at the Lenzic.
Just tell me more.
Just saying.
Okay.
Big screen classics.
My goodness. Oh, they're going to show the movie. See, I'm from Kansas. I've seen Wizard of Oz a few times.
Have you?
I have. I think it was part of required studies. You already know about it, but here's a reminder. Armistead Maupin is at the Lenzic tonight.
Yay!
He'll be talking about his final book in the Tales of the City series. You know, I think we live in an age of snark as our main form of humor, and this is a great opportunity to rediscover how delicious witty and urbane can be. Armistead Maupin will be at the Lenzic, and you can go online for those tickets. If they still have any left, make your call quick.
All right. And on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents Richard Ellenberg in conversation with Rick Lass, and the topic is the Democratic pre-primary, the 2014 legislative session, and issues facing the New Mexico Democratic Party in 2014. So lots of good stuff, and if you want to ask some questions about what's going on politically, that would be the place to go at 11 o'clock Sunday morning at Collected Works Bookstore.
Ooh, and Monday evening, extend that learning over at the Santa Fe University for Art and Design campus in the Forum. The mayoral candidates will be talking about the performing arts in Santa Fe. And as you can tell by Mary's show and by this schedule that we're going through, this is a vibrant arts community in the next mayor.
You didn't just call me Mary.
I did, because I was talking too fast.
Get
I'm so
out of
sorry.
This building.
Okay, I'm gone.
Thank you.
I'm going to sing Everything's Coming Up Roses as I leave, though. Mary Charlotte's
Thank
program.
You.
Let me take a breath and speak a little bit slower. Anyway, Mayoral Forum at the SWOD campus in the Forum. It's a free event, 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday. Get a chance to hear what those folks who might be leading the city will do for performing arts.
Very much so. Very important. And let's see, Sunday afternoon, continuing with events at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe is at 11 in the morning, and then at 3 o'clock, Collected Works welcomes the Santa Fe's The Right, W-R-I-T-E, group, and members will be reading from their works, including Charlie Romney Brown, Bruce Moss, Colin Barker, Tori Warner, Margaret Mooney, and many others, a whole bunch of people, Joan Brooks Baker. And then on Tuesday the 28th, Collected Works will have a poetry reading by Piper Lee, and that will be accompanied by music and a slideshow. Let's see. Her book is called My Thin-Skinned Wandering. She's a Tres Chicas Books poet, and Tres Chicas also has published such local personalities as Joan Logie and Melissa White. And then on Thursday at 10:45, Collected Works will hold, of course, Children's Story Time. And that's always a nice thing for the kids.
That's lovely. If we haven't given you enough options of what to do tonight, here's another night thing, the TGIF Recital, the Santa Fe Concert Association's Epic Artists. These are students aged 8 through 17 will perform a mixed repertoire at 5:30 p.m., right after work, over at the First Presbyterian Church, just off the downtown plaza area. The Epic Kids have been performing at our Christmas at the Palace event for the last few years, and they are wonderful. The Santa Fe Concert Association takes them under their wing and gives them some extraordinary training, and I imagine this will be a great recital, but also a great opportunity to encourage young people in our community. That's at 5:30 p.m. over at the First Presbyterian Church. It's free.
Excellent. Now, what's happening in our local movie theaters? What have we got today? Opening today at the screen, The Best Offer from the director of Cinema Paradiso. It's Giuseppe Tornatore.
Said that so beautifully.
I am half Italian. featuring a score by legendary Italian composer Ennio Morricone. So, anyway, that is a film starring Jeffrey Rush and Donald Sutherland. And Jeffrey Rush plays a solitary, cultured man whose reluctance to engage with others, especially women, is matched only by the dogged obsessiveness with which he practices his profession as high-end antiques dealer. And after that, as Robert Knott would say, antics ensue. What else? And also, Let the Fire Burn, and that is a film that got the Special Jury Award at the Tribeca Film Festival, and apparently a very gripping film. It combines found footage with the tension of a great thriller set in 1985. It's about a longtime feud between the city of Philadelphia and a controversial radical urban group called MOVE. And so it's, I guess, is it fiction? Is it documentary? Not exactly sure, but it just looks like a fantastic film, Let the Fire Burn. And also final shows of A Touch of Sin and Sweet Dreams, the story of Rwanda's first ever ice cream shop, and The Selfish Giant, and Held Over, the film All Is Lost. Lots of good things happening
CCA
movie-wise.
CCA is premiering God Loves Uganda. This is a documentary whose director, some of you who are John Stewart fans, will have seen being interviewed this last week. Roger Ross Williams is the director. It's a documentary of a Kansas City-based evangelical church that brought a radical anti-homosexual agenda to Uganda, and he tracks its efforts there. I saw a clip from it, and it is stirring and important work. That'll be at the CCA this weekend, God Loves Uganda.
And if you want to go out tomorrow night, there's always Geist Cabaret, and Robin Holloway will be there. And that's at Pranzo, a nice place to eat and listen to music.
This Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And over at Frenchie's Field, they're going to organize a community walk and prayer. Walk the labyrinth and pray for peace. Sounds like great advice every day of the week. That'll be at 5 p.m. at Frenchie's Field, Earth Prayer for World Peace in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Excellent. Thursday, January 30th, is the preview of a play called The Jewel in the Manuscript by award-winning author and playwright Rosemary Zebart, and it will be performed after that at Warehouse 21, directed by Broadway actor and director Michael Graves, who was last seen in Santa Fe as Mark Twain in The Report of My Death. Lots of great actors, kind of an all-star cast, and if you would like more information, let's see. I don't know.
I'm seeing 989-4423.
Okay, and I'm seeing 455-1200.
Okay.
So who knows? One or the other of those should do the trick.
On Monday evening, archaeologist Stephen Lexon will be talking over at Hotel Santa Fe on the topic Mimbres, from whence it came and whither it went. And Stephen has spoken before at the History Museum, is a notable figure within archaeological circles. Sounds like a great little lecture to help build your brain. That's at 6 p.m. at the Hotel Santa Fe. This is part of Southwest Seminars, the group that puts on these great anthropological and archaeological events. Southwestseminars.org. Go right there and you'll get more information on Stephen Lexon's Monday lecture.
Do you want to build your brain?
I love building my brain. Nothing feels better.
I'd kind of like to dismantle mine.
Oh, no. Okay, there's a garage compartment I'd like to remove from mine. It's carrying too much baggage.
Exactly. So, what else? I think I'm sure I've missed some things, but we've done pretty well.
There's still the Goya exhibit over at the Museum of Art. Cowboys Real and Imagined at the History Museum is nearing the end. It closes March 16th.
Okay.
And I'm perhaps the newest member of the Santa Fe Botanic Garden, where I had the most delightful experience recently. Delightful enough to fork over some money and get the little card. There's a little exhibit in there right now called Birds in the Garden, and they are these small dove-shaped sculptures that have topical...
By Christy Hengst.
They're so cool, and they are for sale as part of a fundraising. But the Botanic Garden is just a wonderful place to go right now and center your mind, maybe get some ideas for your own yard, and appreciate what Mother Nature can do here in the high desert.
And, you know, we didn't mention the CCA and all the things that are going there, but, well, we did mention the art opening, but we haven't talked about the movies, but it's time to go, so...
There's too much to do!
There's too much to do. Get a copy of the Pasatiempo and or the Reporter, and check out everything that's going on, and have a wonderful weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Stay warm above all.
Yes.
And be kind to each other.
Oh, that's lovely.
And your animals.
Yeah.
Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum and is with us here from time to time. Speaking of the arts, it's just great to have you on the air.
Oh, thank you.
You used to do television.
I did used to do television, one of my previous lives.
You're a great media person.
Thank you.
It's just great to have you.